We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
From the Clark Ford Studio in Oxford, Mississippi, MBW Digital proudly presents the Oxford Exxon Podcast.
I'd say thanks for tuning in, but why am I going to give you a round of applause for something that you're supposed to do, to be frank?
And now, here are your hosts, Chase Palm.
And broadcast school has really paid off.
And Neil McCready.
I deserve to be on TV.
Welcome into this Wednesday edition of the Oxford Exxon Podcast. Chase Palm, Neil McCready, Clark Ford Studio here this morning. I think says no data, but we have a green light, so I assume it's okay. I'll just keep talking. There we go. Okay, kicked in. Welcome in today. We'll talk some more college football. We are definitely in the dog days a little bit. Not a lot going on, but we got stuff. We'll entertain you.
There actually is a lot going on. There's just people who don't like talking about this.
And it feels redundant. I will at least say that. I feel like we're having some semblance of the same conversation every day.
Although it feels to me like things are moving a lot faster under the surface.
Well, overall, it's moving really fast relative to the extent of what is going on and how big of the seismic shift that's potentially possible
here. Like, I wrote in 10 Thoughts yesterday that this would be the topic at Media Days, what was going to happen. I'm not positive that we're going to get all the way to Media Days without more happening.
Yeah, like the picture is not clear for Media Day yet. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, that's July the 17th.
Yeah.
I mean, I think things move before then. Is that right? The 17th, 18th? I don't know.
At least somewhere in there.
Yeah. 4th was Monday, right?
It was.
So it's the 18th.
Okay. So that and a few other things going on today on the show. The Oxford Exxon Highway 6 West in Oxford. You know, if you're at the pump, just take a picture of the QR code or directly download the Exxon mobile app. You get 1,000 bonus points. That equals $10 right there at the pump. You can use immediately at the tank you're filling up. Just a little extra help with all Blue Sky locations in Mississippi. Also, lunch specials here locally, $5.69 for two sides of bread, 32-ounce drinks, and more. And again, coming to you from the Clark Ford studio.
We are Clark Ford's in Amory, Mississippi. 662-257-1900 is the number. Call it. Ask for Corey Clark. Tell Corey what Ford product you're looking for. He'll send you a quote within 15 minutes in business hours. Right to the bottom line. No hassle, no haggle. You get your quote. The rest is up to you. You can shop it around. You can do what I've done, but I recommend that you do. And let's hop into a Clark Ford today. 662-257-1900. Guest, join on the Rafters Music and Food Hotline. Rafters Music and Food on the Square in Oxford, a great place to grab a burger, a po' boy, appetizers, get out of the heat, have a beer, full bar selection, and more. Also, Rafters New Albany and Rafters on the Water, I guess open starting Wednesday through Sunday. So check that out if you're headed out to Sardis as well. Get a frozen margarita, beer, burger, and get a little escape from that heat as well.
Did you, before we get into important things like football, the more important things. Did you see the internet being taken over by the guy getting arrested for killing the rooster yesterday?
No, I did not see this.
So I'll read from the New York Post. It's all over the internet. You can pick your publication of choice, but we'll go with this one because the writing is a little better than some of the aggregation that was done to the story.
Some aggregate writers are so bad.
It's really bad. It's worse than when the AP uses the machines to do the baseball recaps.
Yes.
They're actually better than what the humans would be doing. Maybe we are getting taken over by robots after all. This is in Florida. I know you're shocked. I think it's in the Jacksonville area. Pretty sure it's in the Jacksonville area.
Even less shocked if it's in the Jacksonville area.
A feud between Florida neighbors over a dead rooster has gone viral over the accused chicken killer's excuse for the slaughter, that he was acting on self-defense. James Nix, 54, of Jacksonville, spent 30 hours in jail following his arrest in the incident that left his neighbor's rooster dead, but he maintains he was only protecting himself, Action News Jacksonville reported. I'm defending myself, you know. I was fearing for my safety and the chicken died. Grabbed a nearby stick and accidentally hit the rooster owned by neighbor Jason DeFelice in the head, killing the man's beloved pet. Call it a lucky shot, whatever. One of his defenses to this, I'm just kind of skipping around a little bit because some of the quotes are the reasons that it went viral. He said the chickens die every day. I mean, look at KFC, Popeyes, churches, and the like.
I mean, he has a point.
Yes. Apparently, he hit the animal with a steel pole. They said the chicken had never attacked anyone prior to this. But we have pictures of the chicken and everything in the New York Post, of all things.
Oh, that's fantastic.
He is facing a felony animal cruelty charge.
Yeah.
He said, I didn't know to give a chicken a 21-gun salute, CPR, mouth-to-mouth, you know, or what, just call the chicken ambulance, when I asked what he should have done in the process.
The neighbor is pretty upset, I take it.
The neighbor is very upset, yes. Very, very, very upset. That is correct. Came home, the chicken did not come out to greet him, as apparently does, and it was lying deceased in the ditch across the street.
Oh.
So you can watch videos. You can see some of these quotes in person if you would like. Again, reading from the New York
Post. The chicken had never harmed anyone?
Well, there's some disagreements about that. Apparently, it appears some children were rude to the chicken at times, and that maybe it had gotten increasingly more aggressive as it was being harmed in other situations.
Should people really have a pet rooster?
I'm going to ask you that. I mean,
why not just
let animals become indecent to maintain and keep, I guess it would be the way to phrase it.
I mean, I don't understand why people can't just have a dog or a cat. Just get a retriever. Get a golden retriever. It's all good. And a vacuum cleaner.
Oh, because they're going to shit.
Yeah, I mean.
You think the world would be a better place if everybody's pet was just a big lab?
Well, it would be, for sure. You wouldn't have attacks. When was the last time you read about a Labrador Retriever attacking?
I don't know. Rizzo's growled. I've heard it.
That one person ever.
As he backed up, though. He was getting away as much as anything. He was like retreating, and you heard the...
Yeah, he was letting you know, I don't want to attack.
Just leave me alone. Go away. Yeah. That's a good point. You don't see lab malls.
No.
Golden Retriever.
I mean... Get a collie. I never heard about a collie attack.
Lassie was like the best thing in the world for collies and marketing, right? You know, collies like blew up after Lassie.
I would think so. I mean,
it's going to save Timmy from the well. Going to be a good pet. Not going to shed that much. I mean,
oh, collies don't shed much.
Oh, I have no idea.
I would say you don't. Shed a lot.
Did you see Timmy running the vacuum cleaner?
I did not.
I'm serious. I mean, at some point, you know, when they were producing that show, they said, "Okay, what kind of dog?" And somebody somewhere went, and then somebody goes, hey,
yeah,
breed collies.
Yeah.
Because that had to be a decision. You pick a
They're
lion.
Really smart,
you
right?
Pick whatever. Yeah,
collies
yeah,
are
yeah,
smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or do we just think they're smart because of the show? I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm not a dog expert. Just saying. Yeah, somebody says they just bought a new Roomba because of the labs. I mean, that's Neil sweeps like 12 hours a day.
I sweep twice a day.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it just gets everywhere. And I'm the only person in the house who's bothered by it.
Are you really?
I think so. Campbell is too.
Or at least not to the level that you are to fix it.
Well, it's where I'm obsessed with it. Like, let's pick this up.
Did you see like the little fur balls and stuff?
Yeah, well, it's everywhere. Because they shed. It's so hot right now. Like, we went walking this morning. 10 minutes in, they were dead.
Neither one of them handle it very well.
I mean, they got through it, but it's hot. Yeah, the A&M mascot is a collie.
Makes me like it a little less, honestly.
It makes me dislike the people more. I have nothing against the dog.
You don't mind Reveille?
I mean, she didn't choose to be the A&M mascot. It just sort of happened.
People tell everybody to like salute her and
yeah,
bow down or whatever.
But she's
it is
not walking around going, salute me, damn it. She's just a dog. That's on them. not her.
I mean, probably has gotten a little conceited because of the environment.
Could be, but again, that's a them problem.
They caused that issue.
I don't blame her for that.
I think I'm done. I just saw the rooster thing. We're all talking about these things. Grind trying to talk about football. We'll get there in a minute. We're just hanging out on this. I mean, it's July 6th. It is. These are the two hardest weeks of the year because we don't get media days yet. Because you can actually do the preseason football crap after media day.
Right.
In that gap. Because that one's hard too. But that's a little more whatever.
Yeah, that's true. Kind of. It is what it is.
You can pick a school each day during those 2 weeks.
Well, and also, we had that month of like intense baseball, and now that's over, it's kind of like.
We are kind of coming off that a little bit.
So you're like, okay, well, is it. Because it feels a little early to go intense football. I've said that yesterday. I'll say it again today. It's too early to do intense football. People do it, but. The season's 2 months away. There will be things that happen in preseason camp that impact those storylines. People will get hurt. They always do.
Somebody will get hurt, yes.
So there will be something different. It just it feels disingenuous.
Yeah, I got no issues with pet rabbits and hamsters. I mean, the purpose is a little vague, but sure. Bunnies are soft. Hamster makes a lot of noise on his wheel.
What's the other one? The one that the little...
The guinea pig?
No, not the guinea pig. My niece has one. I was there in Houston.
Gerbil?
She has... It's like a gerbil, but it's a...
Another rodent?
Yeah, like...
Is it actually a rodent?
Yeah, it kind of creeped me out a little bit.
Like you were worried it was going to get out?
No, I just... Like, there's no part of me that's like, oh, that would be a cool pet.
That's because they're low maintenance, right? It's like a starter pet for a kid, right?
I guess
Isn't that kind of the purpose of them?
Yeah.
I mean, you go like pet rock to one of these things and then up to things that move around and you actually like pet and interact with. Because, I mean, I guess you could say fish, but frankly, fish are sometimes the hardest to keep alive because of the water and all that.
Yeah, you got to change out the water and all that stuff.
A little more stuff there.
Yeah.
To that. Get a pet snake.
No. I'm good.
Pythons don't bite. Get a ball python.
No interest.
We'll put it over here on the desk.
Nope.
Put it on the shelf.
We'll get a tank.
It'll just watch you do the podcast every day. Just kind of stare at you through that tank every day while we're doing it. Ignore it. Don't focus on it.
Not a chance.
We'll get a heat lamp. We'll feed it the mice every Thursday or whatever their schedule is.
Not a chance.
So that one day you come in here and it's no longer in the tank.
That's it. And then the house is on fire.
He's curled up in your chair over here, just hanging out.
Good luck to it.
With the moose.
Are you the moose?
The moose is big enough to kind of be one of those like focal points when you're lining cameras up and stuff. It actually serves there is a functional purpose.
That is its purpose because sometimes that camera tells you it's working and it's not.
Yeah.
Philip got attacked by a collie.
A collie? Really?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
See, you don't hear about that. We don't. The press is not pointing out the collie attacks that are happening around the country.
There you go.
Oh, we could feed it live on Henry's, guys.
These are things that are not happening. I mean,
could even put it on the shelf beside right over Neil's shoulder. We could put the snake on the shelf.
There is a zero chance.
Right by the Iowa helmet. Be a great thing. Would work.
There is no chance.
Is it a chinchilla? Is that the animal?
No, wouldn't it?
Is it Marty the Moose or Murray the Moose?
Murray.
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 Okay.
Yeah, he occasionally serves a purpose.
Quickly before we get into football, because there's no reason to do it a couple minutes before the break, I will give Chet Holmgren credit for this. He at least made me pay attention to a summer league basketball game yesterday.
Really?
I mean, pay attention is strong. But, I mean, I saw him kind of bragging about it on Twitter and went, what happened? Why do we care? What's going on? There's a little personality there. We like personality.
He's got lots of personality.
Should I have known that already?
Probably.
To this level?
Well, okay. Probably. People stereotype him because he's a big, tall, skinny white kid.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, let's be real. Even yesterday, I was like, Dirk Nowitzki. I'm like, the only reason you're making that comparison is because he's a white guy. There's more there. This is he's got serious game. And he's got tons of like swagger and attitude. And yeah, the body is a concern. And it's a legitimate concern, but it is the only concern.
Body as in?
Just can he hold up?
Yeah.
Just can he hold up? Because guys are going to kind of bully him. But if you watch today's NBA, there aren't a whole bunch of guys who do that. The game's more spaced out. He can space the – his floor is elite rim protector who can space the floor and hit threes. That's his floor.
You're putting really high floors on these two or three dudes at the top.
Yeah. His ceiling is...
Onkero and Jabari and Holmgren.
His ceiling is generational. Ferret. It was a ferret. That's what it was.
A ferret.
A ferret.
Was that the pet in Kindergarten Cop?
I don't know.
Was that a ferret in Kindergarten Cop? I know it's a pop culture.
If we're
going to
turn this into a pop culture thing, I'm losing.
I think it was a ferret.
Yeah, like... Allen says Chet has a lot of dog in him. He's not going to back down at all. Look, they're not going to be good next year, but they're going to be fun. They got two or three cats that are dogs.
Can they win now? You good?
I hope not.
Okay, you still need to lose one more.
One more year.
Okay. All right, we'll talk football. We'll get away from ferrets and kindergarten. I don't know. Maybe we will. Maybe we won't. I don't know what's going on today. But nonetheless, we will talk some more football in a second. We'll have to be about Johnston Hill Creamery. JohnstonHillCreamery.com is the website. Go to their Instagram page. You can see even today they've got a picture of them making their new creation. It's called Swayze Lady. It's a double cream camembert with a streak of hot paprika. It is obviously an ode to the national championship for Ole Miss baseball. It's available for pre-order. Be ready for sale in about 2 weeks. That they're at Johnston Hill Creamery. They make all their cheeses locally and in-house every single day. That's 662-419-9201. Or again, cheese at JohnstonHillCreamery.com.
Southern Traditions Farm is a 68-acre, 32-stall, upscale equestrian training and boarding facility in Canton, Mississippi. Two sand rings, a grass ring, miles of wooded trails, a lot to be offered at Southern Traditions, including horseback riding offerings from beginner lessons with trainer Susan Walt, to buying your first horse and competing at nationally recognized competitions. To learn more about them, get in touch with Bowers Cone, Susan Walt, at Southern Traditions Farm on Facebook or Instagram at Southern Traditions Farm. Don't just accept what you see, but imagine something new. Step forward, chase after a better version of yourself every day. Corinth Dental is helping people reinvent themselves one smile at a time. Dr. Bubba McQueen, Dr. Jenny Beth Hendrick are devoted to restoring and enhancing the natural beauty of your smile using conservative state-of-the-art procedures, including Invisalign. These clear aligners are the virtually invisible way to improve your smile. So call Corinth Dental today for a no-cost digital scan of your teeth. Let them show you the way to a straighter, healthier smile. 12 months, no interest, no down payment financing available at CorinthDental.com. We're brought to you by The Rogue. The Rogue is your destination for fine men's clothing. They're stylist hand-select pieces from top designers. From work to lifestyle to nightlife, there's the perfect something for everyone at The Rogue. All the best items from Peter Millar, Martin Dingman, Jack Victor, Halsey, True Grit, and more. It's 4450 I-55 North in Jackson or therogue.com. And we're brought to you by Service Specialist. They've been connecting great job opportunities to candidates since 1967. If you're on the job hunt, they can help you, whether you're seeking an entry-level position or you're a seasoned professional. And if your company is looking to hire quality, hard-to-find talent, Service Specialist can help you too. Keep in mind that payment of service is solely contingent on if you decide to hire a candidate that they send. You've got nothing to lose, so give Will, Sydney, or Kelsey a call at 662-832-5138 or check out their new and improved website, ServiceSpecialistLTD.com.
Podcast also brought to you by Community Mortgage, Oxford, Memphis, Soto County, and Chattanooga. All underwriting and processing is done in Memphis. You're getting local underwriting and understand your market. Leader in condo financing, the float down option, and more. You can find Jason at 662-234-2704 or JLOWE at communitymtg.com. So it seemed like something a little different every single day. The ACC is interesting. You've got more emphasis on whatever Notre Dame is doing or not doing at this point. And I was reading this morning about how what is fascinating is the Big 12 is the most stable because no one wants their teams. They can sort of pick the leftovers and at least create a product. Like, who knows what the hell it's going to look like or not look like. But they can put a league together. The Pac-12 right now is in by far the most trouble because they've lost their two kingpins in L.A., in UCLA and USC. And 24, at the end of 24, which is why they were able to do this, you can leave without any penalty whatsoever because everything expires. And you can't go poach anybody if your own people are leaving and you have no ability to put anything together.
Yeah, I loved yesterday. They said, we're going to open up our TV rights negotiations.
And
rights to what? What are the rights to? USC and UCLA are gone. By the way, did you see where UCLA? I mean, we're going to jump around today. I'm sorry. UCLA let it leak to the Los Angeles Times that had they stayed in the Pac-12, they were going to have to start shutting down sports.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Multiple Olympics.
Because the money wasn't big
Multiple
enough.
Olympic sports were gone. This is why, I mean, as we talk about big picture, this is why, I'm the guy in the ACC at North Carolina going, hey, we got to do something. But anyway, to your point, the Big 12, if it were to land Arizona, Arizona State, Colorado, and Utah, all of a sudden, that's not so bad.
Well, no, and you
it's
get
it's not so good.
And Utah gets in with BYU. There's some stuff. Yeah, I mean, it's all right. It's okay. It's the best of the three that's left.
I asked you yesterday. I'm going to ask you again because apparently Phil Knight's pushing this.
Yeah.
The Big Ten's dragging its feet a little on Oregon and Washington. If you're the SEC and they're interested in the SEC, are you at least intrigued at the idea of Oregon and Washington joining your league?
I found this interesting. And who said this? Hold on. This is Pete Thamel.
Okay.
Pete's pretty good.
Oh, he's really good.
Yeah. We'll read Pete and not give him crap. Pete had this thing, and I thought he's got a story on realignment, and I thought this was the biggest paragraph related to the topic.
Okay.
Is I think the SEC can take all the time of its work in the world to figure out if it does have any interest in some of those West Coast schools. I'm still saying no, like I said yesterday, but Pete says, quoting, any cries for Oregon and Washington and the Big Ten should be tempered by the reality that if USC and UCLA wanted them there in the first place, they'd already be there. Those schools appear to value owning Los Angeles and the rich recruiting market much more. They have a monopoly on the West Coast. Why invite in your top competition? Point being that SC and UCLA were the ones the Big Ten wanted. So when SC and UCLA goes, hey, I don't want to deal with those people, hang them out to dry, the Big Ten goes, okay, cool.
Sure.
No problem. So if they're not, my point is, if they're not going to the Big Ten, well, then just figure out what you want to do. You're not in a hurry. Hell, they're just going to sit out here and die on the vine. So let it sit. I don't think it makes sense. I can't fundamentally get there. I don't think Washington – I get Washington is it's a neat program. It's a neat athletics department. Seattle's cool, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't know, though, that that's changing your situation because that's the other part of all these stories I'm reading from Staples and Thamel and these guys that we actually do like here in the last day or so is that – there are only so many schools that ESPN or Fox goes, yeah, absolutely, the same amount of pie.
I've been saying that for a year.
Yeah, I mean, it's only a couple. Everybody else is just filling in gaps and stuff.
So otherwise, if you were the SEC, you would add Colorado and Utah and Arizona State. You would own all these time zones and stuff. And it would, if the pie were unlimited and ESPN was just sitting over there, yeah, go do whatever you want to do, that would actually make some sense because you could have this West thing. It's all sort of South. I don't see the SEC adding any of those schools with the possible exception of kicking the tires on Arizona State.
So here's the other thing, too, is I find this chess match interesting because I know we'll talk a little bit about Notre Dame, is that the SEC is protecting Notre Dame because that allows Notre Dame to not go to the Big Ten. The SEC is not going to agree on a playoff structure that prohibits Notre Dame from being a possibility in that playoff. Because if it got down to it where Notre Dame went, hey, to get included, we have to do something, they would join the Big Ten. Because the Big Ten is rolling out every red carpet in the world and going, please, 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 please,
oh,
please.
Yeah.
So by the SEC, just playing Switzerland a little and going, no, Notre Dame's great. Just Notre Dame is an independent, phenomenal. You're not allowing your biggest competition to gain a big king on the chessboard at that point. So you just sit there and think he goes, no, cool. Whoa, we're good. Notre Dame, yeah, an independent sounds great.
TV contracts, Notre Dame's kind of not things. Coming to the SEC.
No, they're not. They would go to the Big Ten if it got down to where they had to move.
Right.
And I think they're so good on staying independent that with the SEC support, that allows them to just stand pat and go, yeah, y'all do whatever the hell you want to do. It's all cool on both these sides.
Which takes us to the ACC, which feels like a powder keg. When you read some quotes out of...
Look, when the best way... And I'll let you mention the quotes in 20 seconds. When the best model for the ACC to even potentially survive is a tiered revenue system where a lot of schools get more money than the other schools, good freaking luck. Because how in the hell are you figuring out what that looks like?
I mean, are you volunteering to be in the bottom tier?
But, I mean, I'm reading everywhere where they go financially. The only thing that makes sense... outside of the Big Ten and the SEC, mm-hmm. is that the top schools are no longer propping up the bottom schools, and that there has to be a tiered ratio of distribution every year. Good luck. That'll be a great meeting. Let's put some pay-per-view on that, and we'll pay for the TV rights for that bad boy. Boston College and Wake and the scrap peep going, no, we're... this or that.
I put it in 10 thoughts. The Louisville athletics director, his quote was, and I don't have it in front of me. Maybe you've got it. I don't see if I can find it real quick.
Explain it and I'll look for it.
He basically says, look, there's a way out. And another AD or administrator is quoted as saying, the rewards of getting out outweigh the price of getting out. It's inevitable. There's no way they hang together through 2035 or whatever the hell it is.
Okay, is it this part? It says, whether individual schools will be deterred from joining a more lucrative league by the short-term costs associated with leaving the ACC is a question confronting administrators, accountants, and attorneys at Clemson, North Carolina, and other potential targets. I think it makes it difficult, Louisville Athletics Director Josh Heard said. I don't think it makes it impossible.
Right.
I think if you ask any of USC's or UCLA's colleagues in the Pac-12 on Wednesday, they probably would have felt pretty confident the Pac-12 was going to be 12 teams. All of a sudden on Thursday, it's not.
Yeah. You don't say that publicly unless you know stuff's going on. And frankly, you don't say stuff like that publicly unless you think something's going on and it's fairly imminent.
And Louisville's in a weird spot.
They are. Louisville would be one of the teams that would grab the phone and call the Big 12 and go, interested?
Get a name basketball program.
Yeah.
It matters. Football's fine.
It's fine.
It's actually a very large athletic revenue department.
The Big 12 would probably say yes to them.
Oh, yeah.
So
you got West Virginia, for God's sake.
Yeah, they'd be okay. It's not the ACC, but I don't think the ACC has much juice left in it.
You think they're the first one to crumble? Or is the Pac-12 the first one to crumble?
Oh, well, Pac-12's already crumbled.
Yeah, but are they going to try to add teams or just go, you know what, the hell with it? What's the Pac-12 office in 12 months? Does it exist? Got a for sale sign on the front door?
For sale sign on the front door. I think
there is no conference in 12 months, in your opinion, Pac-12.
12 months would be next. No, they'll play the 2023 season.
Well, right. Okay, I guess. So, but by the end of the 2023 season, you think there's an expiration date,
yes,
on the Pac-12?
I do.
That's known in public and it's,
yes,
just pay peace.
That's what I think.
Because, yeah, you can't go, hey, we'll just go grab San Diego State.
I mean, go do that if you want to, but now no one's going. Your rights package is going to be minuscule.
Yeah, you're not taking it seriously, even if
you're streaming your games on Hulu. I mean, look, they haven't gotten a lot of exposure as is. I mean, we would sit in here doing the post-game show going, oh, there's Arizona and Utah in the late-night game. Well, we're watching that, but mainstream America east of the Mississippi is not watching it.
Well, look, the Pac-12 has plenty of issues, but time zones are absolutely an issue.
Yeah, and brands, yeah, as we talk about it today.
It is, but the brands, their brands are not as bad as their ratings and their leadership are bad. Okay. You had SC, UCLA, Oregon, Washington. I mean,
but you probably won't have them anymore.
No, I'm saying, but right. they got to this mess because of how poorly they were structured and whatever anyway.
Well, frankly, if I were Colorado today, I would look at the Big 12 and go, we probably should do that.
And just go back.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
At least there you have Oklahoma State and West Virginia and Texas Tech and Baylor. And I mean, there are some. Oh, it's okay. If I'm Arizona, Arizona State, I can't get the SEC to pick up my phone. I'm joining the Big 12.
See, that's what I don't get. And maybe it's what's happening, and that's why we're reading all those stories. Is that the Big 12 goes, hey, we've actually got an avenue here to be okay. Go grab these teams now.
Sure.
Right now and be done with it and get our 12 or 14 or 16 or whatever this looks like.
Well, their commissioner's apparently fairly sharp.
He has done a good job gaining trust from his presidents and ADs very fast in that league. Now he was replacing Bowlesby.
Right.
A nut job until the last 6 months when actually when it kind of went down, I went, hey, it makes a lot of sense, but it was too late and he was whatever. Yeah. But no, I think he's kind of thrown his hands up and goes, hey, just how can we figure this out? I don't know everything. I'm listening. Let's go. And I think Bowlesby didn't do that, and I think that has ingrained him well inside there in a very short period of time.
You know who I wonder about is the schools like Boston College and Syracuse, who are sitting there right now today in the ACC going, we're okay today, but this thing falls apart. Do we have a home?
I think if you told me to five-year crystal ball it, it's that the ACC is a lesser conference with just some teams mm-hmm. and doesn't have that place at the table and they're there.
Yeah.
Or those teams you're mentioning are in a different bracket of the Big East that has a football league attached to it.
That makes sense because a lot of those schools would like to go back to the basketball.
Yeah. You could see all those teams in the Big East and have this huge basketball league that was kind of neat on the East Coast. And then the ones that play football, we'll figure it out. We'll do something. We'll get it. Somebody will put us on TV, and we'll do whatever we're doing. Yeah, see, I think Jason's right. I think there's a path to the Big 12 having one to two teams every year in the playoff, and then being a really fine number three. Cool.
Sure. Well, right. I mean, that's what we're talking about. Who's number one? Who's number three? If you're the Big 12 today, your goals should be very clearly: let's be number three. Let's be the third league.
With some punching power that we at least can...
Yeah, we're not going to be the SEC. We're not going to be the Big Ten.
But you weren't anyway.
Right, but we can be number three, and we can be number three
on our own
platform.
You've got to win a PR battle is what you've got to win. You're frankly in the same spot you're already freaking in.
Yeah.
Just now win the PR
battle. Now you don't have the two...
I get it.
...big brands that carried you. Like the shopping center that's got the big... Yeah. The two big, like, back in the old days, you had a Macy's and a whatever.
Yeah, the Dillard's or Sears
now
or whatever.
Now that stuff's gone.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. Sears
know,
was dead.
Like, hey, your big pillar is PetSmart. I mean, the stuff in the middle's got to be solid.
Yeah. Grand opening on Tuesday, Parisians. Okay.
Yeah. What the SEC has to be careful of, and this is why the Notre Dame placating thing is smart, the SEC is a couple of moves away from being number two, Chase, from a marketability, from an eyeball.
Yeah.
I mean, Notre Dame joins that league. North Carolina joins that league.
Look, the Big Ten is already today. Now, look, today is what I said.
Yeah.
Set to make more money per team than the SEC.
Right.
Today.
Yeah.
They're in. I mean, and again, this doesn't matter as much, but I'm just making the point. They're in three of the top five media markets in the country now? I mean, four of the top seven? I mean, I'm kind of doing math in my head.
Chicago, New York.
I mean, it's there. Again, that doesn't matter like it did 10 years ago. I'm not making that point. But I'm just saying they have clearly identified what that potentially looks like.
Matthew says, hey, guys, can you talk about the impact of conference realignment on your colleagues across the college football landscape? I'm specifically thinking of a program like Baylor or Kansas State who will get left out of a big-time conference and the impact it has on rival staff. I don't know. We've been an anomaly in this business for the last 5 or 6 years in that we've grown when most people are shrinking.
Matt, you have a good point, because there are going to be certain schools where the fans go, what the goal is changed.
What's the point?
You don't have that emotional tie we talked about yesterday to some of these games. You can't win. No, if you're not covering a school in one of these two leagues, you're at least going, hey, what does this look like?
Yeah.
What do we do?
Yeah.
How do these people feel? How does this change or adapt or anything else?
Covering Kansas State. You don't have the Texas game to look forward to every year. You don't play OU anymore.
The two that are fascinating, because North Carolina can find a home tomorrow if it wants a home.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Kansas and Oklahoma State, from an overall athletic department standpoint. Those are the ones where I go.
Well, that's why if I'm Kansas and Utah and Arizona State and Colorado want to join.
At least get a little warm blanket over me a little bit. Yeah,
I'm giddy. Yeah. I'm still going to suck in football, but now I've got a better schedule. And now my basketball schedule has some attractiveness to it.
Yeah, I'll play Arizona in a conference.
Yeah, it's a big game, sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Utah's pretty good.
We'll sure. No, it's good. Frankly, from a basketball standpoint, it'd be a pretty decent league. Mm-hmm. Texas Tech, Baylor, Kansas, Arizona.
We're good. Yeah.
Yeah, solid.
That's a good point.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
I think the Big 12 is actually in decent shape, maybe in strong shape. It's the ACC that's the one that's got a chance to just completely combust. It takes one team.
Because the middle of that thing has no home. There is no home for Wake.
Well, and again,
NC State,
I'm going to put you in that room.
I am.
You're in the room at North Carolina in Chapel Hill right now, and they're talking about this. And they go to you, and you're sort of their voice of logic. You're not old, purebred North Carolina. You're just a guy that works there. And they say, Chase, what should we do?
Pick which one you want to go to and get out yesterday. Figure it out. I don't really care what it costs. They'll help you because everybody wants you.
So that's
They'll
my
help
answer.
You cover some of that.
That's your answer. That's probably the answer of the people in that room.
Yeah. Which one do we want? Long term, what is the best situation for North Carolina, the SEC or the Big Ten? Those are the only two options. Pick one.
Yeah, because when someone says to you, you know, in 2036.
And don't get bogged down by, well, it's going to cost $20 million to join this league and $32 to join this league. Who gives a crap?
Well, you're going to make 100 and something a year.
Yeah, and be there. So well, pick who you want your neighbors to be. You got two great neighborhoods.
Maryland,
you're moving. Go pick one.
Maryland got out at 60 cents on the dollar.
Yeah.
You can get out. It's one of the reasons we were watching that Conference USA thing last year with like Old Dominion and stuff.
Yeah.
Like people were trying to get out. It's like, this is interesting. There's some
precedent.
There's precedent being set here.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got out.
Those teams are playing a Sun Belt schedule this year.
They got out. And it might have hurt a little, but they got out.
Yeah, like the number four winner in realignment is the Sun Belt. There's you. No, you're moving. We're packing our stuff. going to the east side of town or the west side of town.
Of course.
We're going to pick one of those two gated communities, right, and we're going to live there.
Right.
You want to be so, close to that country club or that country club?
So now I'm going to put you in the room with the guy at NC State. Okay? You're that room. And now that guy goes, hey, let's not kid ourselves. North Carolina's bolting.
So my thing is there, no matter what we would have to do, is there any freaking way we can get into one of those two leagues? Any way in the world? Is there any agreement? Is there any deal? Is there anything we can do?
If the answer is no,
call the Big 12.
Bingo.
And go, hey, we're out too, but we got to make this what it is.
Right.
We're not going to count on the ACC to just figure it out for us later.
And then the league starts to fall apart, and all of a sudden the grant of rights expires because the league –
the new TV contract. What do y'all have? Well, we have Duke and Wake and Boston College and Pitt.
Yeah, that's why almost – you hear about Florida State, Miami almost openly panicking. And for the record, I don't see – Jeffrey and I talked about this yesterday, and I think we're going to do a show for later in the week about this very topic. Jeffrey has this thing in his mind about this go make a – SEC go make a big play – and grab like 8 ACC schools. I wouldn't do it.
I don't think it makes any. I don't get the overall reason for it.
I don't either.
Is my thing.
I think it waters down the league.
Yeah.
Now, the way he says it does make some sense, and financially, it actually makes a lot of sense. But I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't. I don't want Florida State. I don't want Miami. I'm not sure I want Clemson.
I want North Carolina and Virginia if I'm picking two.
Those are the two.
Because, frankly, it's okay that Virginia's not great at football. Somebody's got to suck. It's all right.
They enhance your overall brand.
Oh, 100%.
It's
flagship, a neat university.
Flagship schools.
It's a neat school.
Yeah. Culturally, they probably come close to fitting.
Yeah. No, Charlottesville is – it's Oxford-ish. It's Athens-ish. It's neat.
Yeah.
It's good. I like it a lot. I mean, you would pick Virginia over Virginia Tech.
I would.
Yeah.
Now, there were rumblings 10 years ago that it was Virginia Tech and NC State that were the two that might join.
Yeah. But a lot of that's because North Carolina and Virginia kind of had their nose up in the air at the time.
Yeah.
So. Podcast brought to you in part by Northeast Spark, NESPARC. Two packages, the Ignite, the 100 Mbps, or the Blaze, the 1 gig that powers the Clark Ford Studio. Your hometown team bringing you world-class broadband. That's NESPARC. 662-238-3159. Phone service, portal controls, network security, and much more. So you can call the office for details. That's nespark.com. 662-238-3159.
I'll have a mailbag up later today. It's brought to you by Whitney McNutt of Tommy Morgan Incorporated Realtors, serving you for all your real estate needs in Oxford and Tupelo. She sells condos, land, commercial, and residential family homes. You can reach her at 662-567-2573 or 662-842-3844. Also brought to you by OPA. It's Oxford's newest restaurant on the square. Euros, wraps, kebabs, redfish, lamb chops, handcrafted cocktails, frozen libations, an amazing candlelit patio, and more. 306 South Lamar, just south of the square courthouse in Oxford. Brought to you by John Edwards of Regency Travel Incorporated in Memphis. John, all you have to do with him is get in touch with him, say, hey, here's what I'm thinking about doing. Here's some parameters. Here's a budget that's really important. He's going to give you options you're not going to come up with on your own. And no, you don't have to live in or near Memphis to take advantage of his services. 901-494-3387 or send him an email at jedwards@regencytravel.net. First-time clients can save $50 off their first book trip just by telling John you heard about Regency Travel on the podcast. We're also brought to you by Pinnacle. They're based in Madison, Mississippi. They've got clients in more than 20 states, advisors in multiple states. They're also home to the Pinnacle 401k Advisory Services Team. They'll conduct a complimentary, no-obligation benchmarking and analysis of your current 401k plan. It's mypinwealth.com, mypinnwealth.com. I know a lot of people are still buying national championship gear. You can get that at the College Corner. It's your one-stop Rebel Shop. Two locations in the Jackson area. In Ridgeland, it's next to Fleet Feet. In Flowood, it's next to Half Shell. You can also go to collegecornerstore.com, and you can find them on Facebook and Instagram, the largest selection of Rebel gear in central Mississippi. And we're brought to you by Comer Heating and Air, Southern Air Conditioning and Heating, different names, same great products, same great services. If you live in Oxford, Tupelo, or the surrounding area, call Comer 662-801 1-777. If you live in Hernando, Memphis, or the surrounding area, call Southern 662-429-4429.
Podcast is brought to you by Prime Shrimp, primeshrimp.com. Going on the rest of the week, if you're a first-time purchaser where the restaurant-quality shrimp ships straight to your door, use code MPW and you get 50% off. As Prime Shrimp is celebrating Ole Miss's baseball national title. So if you missed a couple of the discount codes the first time around, try it here. 50% off to first-time customers with code MPW at primeshrimp.com. Again, five different flavors. The Simply Shrimp, the garlic herb butter, my personal favorite, the signature seasoning, and plenty of others to choose from. They've got a spicy version with Louisiana shrimp bowl and more. So again, primeshrimp.com. Check it out. 10 minutes. Freezer to plate. Restaurant quality shrimp. That's primeshrimp.com. Let's see. Where are we? So,
I will say this real quick. There's this relegation talk in the thread. I don't think it's ever going to happen, but allow me to say this.
Yeah, sure.
Greg Sankey will tell you openly that one of the books that he enjoyed the most is a book about the English Premier League. He has studied the English Premier League and the way it has been able to be as successful as it has been. It's not going to happen. I
don't know the history, okay? So I'm saying this without really any understanding. Why did the English Premier League agree to it to begin with? Because it makes no sense for a team to agree with it. That's why it won't happen in the SEC, is that who would go, oh, yeah, let's make sure we're competitive against everybody else who's uber-freaking competitive or we make no money next year and we have to win to get back. Like,
right.
Who would agree to this in the begin with? So why... It was before the money became what it is, right? So they just never changed it.
Right. And now it's, you know,
it's kind of what they do.
And it's just huge. But now you can make money being one of the lesser teams, one of the lesser clubs. But, you know, you have to win your way into the Champions League. You have to win your way into the Europa League, all that stuff. I can't keep up with all the leagues. My son could, but I can't.
Well, relegation is great for fans. Relegation is incredibly fun until you're the one relegated.
What it also does is it makes more games interesting.
At the end of the EPL season, you still got...
You're competing for that last spot in the Champions League.
It matters if you finish 15th or 18th or how many ever teams are in this thing. Is there 20?
I'm not sure.
Your thing? I don't know.
I mean, it's not my... I keep up with a couple of teams.
Tottenham's safe.
Yeah, we're getting better.
Yeah. Moving on up. The Jeffersons. Uh, 24, 48 months, 5 years. What's the fourth league? What is going on in a fourth Division I football league? And if you have a semblance of who it is, feel free.
I'm going to guess it's some combination of what is now the Pac-12 and the Mountain West.
Well, that puts the asses in the seats. That.
I don't.
So, frankly, the Big 12 even would create their own monopoly on number three.
Yeah, I mean, the only other option would be the American and Sun Belt sort of combined.
American and ACC.
Yeah, conceivably.
Suddenly, East Carolina and Clemson are conference opponents.
That's why, if I'm Clemson, I'm on the. Pardon my language. I'm on the phone, man. If I'm the guy in Clemson, I'm not sitting still. This is why I think this is going to happen fast. Like, I'm not a particularly smart person. Neither of us blew away the ACT. We both did okay. I didn't score 30-something. If I'm the guy in Clemson, I'm on the phone going, okay, wait a minute, we got to talk about this. Yeah, today we're fine. Today we're fine. In the 2022 season, the way it's set up, if we win, we're good. It's all cool. Great. But what about 10 years from now? We owe it to be stewards of the program. 10 years from now, we're not fine. And 10 years from now, we might be in a colossal disaster. We need to be proactive. That's what I would be saying. I think that's what you would be saying. So if you're the guy at Clemson, that's probably what he or she is saying. We need to be proactive now. Because what you just said is why I've got, no, I can't. We can't go there. I can't be in the league with East Carolina and Wake and just a bunch of bums with no guarantee of participating in a playoff. I'm not relevant. Nobody's watching me. Am I going to be able to recruit at that level anymore?
What's your schedule? We got East Carolina this week. We got Marshall next week, and then we play Tulane.
Yeah, we got Navy coming in. Navy?
SMU.
I mean, no, the kid that's going there now, who you're competing against Auburn and Florida for example, and I'm just naming schools, he's not coming anymore. It's why I think imminent is the word. Like, people say, well, how long is it going to take? Is it into the grant of rights? No, no one's going to wait that long. You can't. Ask Arizona and Arizona State today about waiting it out. How do they feel about that? Because those meetings in Tucson and Tempe are not as pleasant as they were a week ago.
We're only a decade removed from all the talk being Texas joining the Pac-12.
I know.
We're a decade from
that.
That's it.
Yeah. I know. It's all it's been.
All this money's come in, and now everybody it's freaked everybody out to where everything's just getting jumbled up and sorted out.
Well, yeah, it has to be, right? Yeah. I know I'm being repetitive, so if you're a first-time listener, welcome to the show. If you're at one of those programs and you're looking around and you're going, so wait a minute, Indiana's going to get $122 million a year, and Mississippi State's going to get $117 million a year, and we, Clemson, are going to get $28 million a year. Okay, so that's over how long? It's an 8-year deal. So it's a $90 million gap over 8 years is $720 million. We're losing almost $750 million
in less
just
than a
to
decade.
Stubbornly stay in this league. And it might get worse when the next deal gets done. You got to get out. That's not acceptable. Who would say, oh, yeah, that's good. Yeah, cool. What do y'all want to order for lunch? No one's doing that. It's panic, right? I would be in the room going, wait, we don't need to wait till Friday.
I get that all the schedules are whatever they are. Is there some sort of Big Ten SEC non-con agreement within the next 5 years where they each play a game each season against each other?
So the AFC-NFC thing? Yeah, I think so. It's what if I'm at Fox, if I'm at ESPN, I'm asking for that. I want that on my menu. I mean, how cool would that be to have a weekend
year? There's just so many contracts that would have to get. It's a logistical mess.
It'd be a mess, but you could get there. Have Big Ten SEC weekend. If the game's at a Big Ten site, Fox has it. If the game's at an SEC site, ESPN has it. Rotate. If you're Ole Miss, for example, and 1 year you play Penn State at home, the next year you're going to go on the road. I mean, imagine the hype.
Get numbers.
A free week of podcasting for us. We talk about it. We talk about every
2 weeks.
We talk about every one of those games. Yeah, we talk about every one of those games.
Yeah. Ole Miss at Michigan State.
Sure. Iowa at Georgia. Yeah, we're talking, sure. Of course. It'd be novelty. It'd be cool for students on those campuses.
Ryan, that's a good point. Ole Miss now hosting Big Ten opponent USC.
Yeah, yeah.
Already on the schedule.
Already on the schedule. But that game was always going to be sexy, and frankly, it's sexier now. Sure. I think it's inevitable.
Do you really?
I do. I mean, we've talked about this. I mean, if you're at ESPN and you have this menu of games and all these stations and stuff, do you really want Alabama versus the Citadel anymore? You want Central Arkansas at Ole Miss? I mean, tell me why that's attractive to a TV network. No offense to Ole Miss and Central Arkansas fans. I know you're interested, but our buddy in Dubuque's not watching that. Not now, when there's so many other things he can watch.
Yeah. You don't get the TV or the road game at Arkansas State like Ole Miss played when Eli was.
No, it's over. Those days are over. That's why, frankly, the others, I wrote this in 10 Thoughts, the teams like the Sun Belt and stuff, they need to conglomerate and support one another. Conference USA, Sun Belt.
Instead, they're fighting like
SOBs. Yeah, they don't right have now. It in them yet, but survival might kick in. I don't know. I mean, there are people who get tired of this topic, but this is the topic in the sport right now. Look at the people who are covering the sport. This is what they're writing about.
And this is bringing every other sport around. There's not some change where it becomes some football only thing in any way.
I've not heard that.
Yeah.
I mean, the money is going to be such where you just suck it up. Basketball's going to be fine. Baseball's going to matter where baseball matters. Softball's a growing sport. This actually would probably help softball grow.
Yeah, I mean, the SEC is not going, oh, well, Texas and Oklahoma are in the league now. What are we going to do with baseball? No.
Okay. Of course not. And you're adding two elite softball programs.
And Oklahoma and Texas within 10 years will feel like they've been in the league the whole time.
Yeah, sure. Well, we live in such a fast news cycle.
Yeah. It's going to be all right.
I mean, yeah.
In 2028, when Oklahoma comes to Oxford, you'll just go, yeah, SEC game. Cool.
Well, sweet. People, when they go to Norman the first time, are going to realize that Oklahoma has been an SEC school for a long time.
They lived in the wrong neighborhood.
Yeah. And Texas is fine. Texas fits fine.
Texas is Texas.
We went to Texas for that game. It kind of felt like an SEC place.
Yeah.
It's fine.
You'll find a way to hate them just like you hate somebody else.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, they
have hateable qualities.
Sure.
You'll
lots,
locate
lots of them.
You're all going to do what we do right now, which is this internal conflict of A&M and Texas are playing. What do we do? Okay. Then you do your horns because you go now.
It's going to be a big game, though. If you're ESPN, you're by God showing it. That's an easy call. A&M Texas primetime. Thank you.
A&M was taunting them in the College World Series 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
After they won.
I mean, I'm signed
up. Won an elimination game on day 2 in Omaha.
Which kind of gets back to, it all really comes down to, is what do the networks want? What do the people who are paying these checks want? And they want big names, big brands. They don't really want the other crap. I mean, if you told me, like, the one school in the SEC that no one's talking about that I could see coming in, and I don't think it's going to happen because I think they're going to the Big Ten. If North Carolina said, you got to take Duke to take us, I think the SEC would go, okay. That's how much I think they want North Carolina. But I think the Big Ten would say yes to that too, which is one of the reasons that I think Big Ten's dragging its feet on Oregon and Washington. Because something must be imminent in the ACC.
Washington's in what league in 2 years?
Ooh. No idea.
Same league as Oregon?
I mean, in that scenario, the Pac-12 stuck together and plucked maybe from the Big 12 a little.
Ooh, could go that way.
I mean, you know.
But they have no leverage to do that.
No.
The Big 12 actually has more leverage.
I mean,
wow.
If you're Kansas today, would you rather be in the what's left of the Pac-12 or the
Big 12.
Big 12.
I'd like for the Big 12 to go grab a couple of Pac-12 games. I don't want to go back that direction. That doesn't do anything for me. But I'm Kansas.
If I'm the Big 12 today, I'm on the phone with Oregon, and I'm telling them, hey, we're going to make you our Texas. We're going to make you our Alabama. We're going to make you our pillar.
Get it.
That's what I'm saying, though. Yeah. That's my sales pitch.
Who's your flagship team in the Pacific Northwest who plays their games at 10 o'clock Eastern?
I know.
Cool.
But that's how I'm selling. That's my sales pitch to them, yeah. Is you're going to be
so out. The rabid fan in Birmingham and the really big fan in Charlotte is watching the game at 9:30 and 10:30 after they've watched all day and drank all day. Okay, cool.
Unless you can figure out a way to get a daytime primetime slot.
Yeah, no, I get it. Podcast brought to you in part by G&M Pharmacy, 662-236-2222. They deliver locally in the Oxford area, and now with their med packs available here, they can help you out. It's big for maybe if you're helping your parents with their medications, morning pouches, evening pouches, everything in them that you need. Just take the pouch, take what's in it, and move on to the next one. It's life-saving in some measures. And you get that with Tyson Drugs in Holly Springs, G&M here in Oxford. Again, they live locally, so give them a call. They'll handle everything. Move your medications over from a big box pharmacy, 662-236-2222.
We're also brought to you by Lamons Fine Jewelry in Oxford. Lamons at 1126 North Lamar Boulevard. It's been serving the Oxford area for more than 73 years. Engagement rings, wedding rings, fine jewelry, watches, pearls, fashion jewelry, children's jewelry, collectibles, and more. Lamons is the gold standard in fine jewelry. Visit them at lamonsfinejewelry.com or call them at 662-234-2777. We're brought to you by ACS, Automation and Control Systems, LLC. It's It's a complete electrical control system solution provider and a Rockwell Automation recognized system integrator. They've got a full-time dedicated emergency service and troubleshooting staff and a UL508A panel shop. To learn more, go to acsllcms.com or call 662-601-4381. Game Changer patches are the only two-patch system available in the market to stop hangovers before they start. The warm-up patch is used before while you drink. Overtime patch used after you've been drinking to recover while you sleep. It's GameChangerPatch.com, promo code REBELGROVE20 at checkout for 20% off your purchase. Also brought to you by Dead Soxy, the best socks you'll ever put on your feet. Go to DeadSoxy.com, take advantage of the site-wide sale that they have there. Again, DeadSoxy.com, promo code REBELGROVE. Brought to you by Holcomb Portable Buildings, 7991 Highway 7 South in Holcomb, Mississippi. They custom build your building to your specifications however you want. Your carport, ATV or storage shed, barn, hunting cabin, or other buildings, Holcomb Portable Buildings can accommodate you. You pick the color, the style, the windows, and the doors, and Holcomb makes it happen. In-house financing available, free delivery set up within 75 miles of Holcomb as well. For more information, call 662-226-2233 or go to holcombbuildings.com. You can also find them on Facebook or Instagram at Holcomb Portable Buildings. And we're brought to you by Solutions RX. It's a probiotic multivitamin supplement company created by Ole Miss Pharmacy alum Chris Cornelison. Solutions RX is pharmaceutical grade, manufactured here inside the U.S. under the highest standards and based out of, help me with the name.
Iuka.
Isn't that what I said yesterday?
Iuka. That's what I said.
Iuka.
Iuka.
Gotcha. If you take diabetes, high
Bazooka. Iuka.
There you go. I couldn't remember the guy.
Yeah. Richie Harrells.
There you go. Diabetes, high blood pressure, or cholesterol medications, they typically cause side effects like muscle pain, brain fog, and energy loss due to a depletion of minerals and vitamins in the body. But Chris formulated a product called Prescription Support to put those vitamins back into your body to help with those side effects, helping you stay more compliant and taking your medications and helping you stay healthier over the long term. Solutions RX is available in local independent pharmacies across the continental U.S., including all across Mississippi, or off their website, solutionsrx.com. Type in the promo code OEP at checkout. Get 10% off your first order.
Have you seen this Simply Safe video of a fireworks thing at a house going terribly wrong yesterday?
I did not.
Over the 4th?
I did not.
Look at this. Our buddy, who I can't stand by any measure, Darren Revelle, tweeted it, but it's worth it just to watch humans being really, really stupid from a fireworks show. You can see at the top of his Twitter feed right now. He just tweeted it a couple minutes ago. Keep watching, because the first one is not the good one. You're going to see idiocy, then you're going to see another level of idiocy a second later.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, keep going.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
They got caught a car?
Yeah, apparently a car in the whole deal. Yeah. 4th of July going terribly wrong for fireworks shows.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So.
It's like that Geico commercial where he goes, in your insurance, if you have a cut rate insurance plan, they might not cover this.
Oh, God. Let's see. I guess not really sort of kind of news-ish. Two of the Ole Miss players made the U.S. Collegiate National Team yesterday. Jacob Gonzalez, Hunter Elliott, both headed to the Netherlands with Mike Bianco. Mason Nichols did not make the, I think, 26-man roster. It was 26-28. It is one stat unit, though. I was reading through it, and it's a little bit because of who's actually that age because of COVID and everybody back and whatnot. Right. But there weren't many people who chose not to go this time. It is one of the more talented U.S. Collegiate National Teams that I have seen when you look at the entire group there. It's good for Nichols got an opportunity. He was kind of the last guy in. Somebody pulled out or got hurt or something. Mike took him with him. Also, some people were asking about another thing. if you're Mike, you can't take all three of your guys just PR wise. I mean, it's cutting 48-26.
Well, and you're cutting. Go look at the list of some of the guys who've got cut.
Yeah, I mean, it's
like really talented.
Your boy Enrique Bradfield made it.
Yeah,
I know you're blown away by that.
Dylan Cruz made it.
He felt good about his.
Yeah,
and there were some who were just going.
Signed me up for just watching that outfield.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know exactly what happens with this, but I like their chances of beating whoever it is they're playing over there when they get there. I mean, I'm clicking here. You've got just SEC kids. Yeah, Enrique Bradfield, Dylan Cruz, Elliot Gonzalez. I was a little surprised Joseph Gonzalez, the pitcher at Auburn, made the team. I was a little shocked by that. I didn't really anticipate that. Tanner Hall at Southern Miss makes the team. Carter Holton from Vanderbilt makes the team. The kid who pitched against Ole Miss in the SEC tournament is very, very good. Outfielder from Florida, Wyatt Langford.
Langford's good, too.
Trey Morgan, LSU first baseman. He was by far the best defensive first baseman in the country.
He was the one I was surprised made it a little bit.
Who's that?
Morgan.
Really?
Just offensively, his game was just
I think there's
there.
Just so much offense on that team that you can let that be what it is. The big transfer portal target for a lot of teams, Paul Skeens out of Air Force, the pitcher, hitter, catcher combination. I keep getting asked about him. He expects to catch at his next destination, and Ole Miss is going to catch Calvin Harris. You're not going to tell Calvin to wait 2 years behind Hayden and then not let him catch as a junior. I mean, he was like the number two catcher in the country out of high school. You're going to let him catch his junior year. Hudson Waldrop, who was at Southern Miss, now is in the transfer portal, most likely going to Florida. He made the team as well. So there's that. And then a little bit of intrigue, Jacob Wiltson. He did not get in. He's from Grand Canyon, really good player. He's an infielder.
Mm-hmm.
He did not get in the portal in time, but he has declared now that he is going to transfer and ask for a waiver. So somebody on that Team USA roster on a player went, hey, you know what? Why don't you come play with us? We'll find you a way to get a waiver in this. And
what happens if he doesn't get the waiver, though?
He'd have to sit or go back. Yeah, he would have to. He has to get a waiver because he didn't get in before July 1st.
Yeah.
That was the deadline. And then Ole Miss picking up a kid out of University of Indy yesterday, Xavier Rivas, a left-handed pitcher. It's a D2 kid, struck out 128 in 80 innings with a 2.24 ERA. He was a first-team All-American in the region pitcher of the year. I don't know. We'll see. Fastball, 89, 92, something like that. I don't know. I'm not up on my D2 pitching, so I have no clue. But anyway, Ole Miss adding a left-hander. They can always use left-handers because they don't really have any in the program. So there's some reasons for that on multiple levels there. So there's that. Yeah.
Oh, is that Jack Wilson's son? How about that?
Oh, I didn't know that. Really?
We're getting old.
Yeah, I had no idea.
I remember when he was playing for the Pirates. He was a good player. I mean, obviously, you don't play in the major leagues for a long time.
Infielder for the Pirates. He was pretty
good
decent.
Player, yeah.
Good player. Somebody said the thing. His dad said he plans to go back to Grand Canyon, but did it to protect himself. Yeah, I think he's going to be. My gut is he looks around a little bit. I just don't see how that's not. Because what are you protecting yourself from?
Yeah.
Your eye is on somebody on that roster.
He could name his destination in all likelihood.
He's at Grand Canyon.
Right.
He can go play. I mean, look.
He's good.
You start doing the math, you go LSU, Ole Miss. And I know nothing. I'm just saying, like, you know, teams with multiple kids with stuff like that. I mean, that would be where you would look first if you're trying to figure that out. So they go to the Netherlands, I think, today, something like that. They got a few days there, and then they play whatever this tournament or whatever it is. Again, it's a shortened schedule for the national team versus a normal summer. They get back and – I don't know, a week and a half, something like that.
Oh, it's quick.
It's a quick trip. Yeah. Yeah, Mike's back in town by like the 15th, 16th, something like that. So it's pretty quick. So. All right, let's see. Stuff at rebelgrove.com. You were looking for mailbag questions. I guess that is up some point today.
Mailbag will be up, later today. Yeah. I'm about to close that threads because I don't want to have to answer anymore. I'm scheduled to talk to Troy Brown tonight, 7:30, so that'll be up sometime tomorrow if that comes to fruition. Trying to think what else. It's kind of slow time.
Yeah, we're working on some stuff. We'll have that for you. Be back in the morning with another edition of the show. So hope all of you have a wonderful day, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.